Payola scandals in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s raised questions over how songs got played on the radio. So-called independent promoters were supposed to solve the problem of record company money finding its way into the pockets of DJs. Some critics say little has changed. Yesterday, the nation's largest radio owner, Clear Channel Communications, announced it would sever relationships with independent music promoters. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
John Hogan, the CEO of Clear Channel Radio, read the company's statement about its decision.
We decided to cut off our dealings with independent promoters because we now recognize that these relationships may appear to be something that they're not. We have always had a zero tolerance for pay-for-play, but want to avoid even the suggestion that this practice takes place. Clear Channel made the decision to work directly with artists and record labels because we feel it is in the best interest of all members of the music industry, and most importantly, our listeners.
Clear Channel's critics find such an explanation disingenuous. Michael Bracey is director of government relations for the Future of Music Coalition, a Washington, D.C. lobbying group that advocates reform in the music industry. He says Clear Channel makes money from its relationships with independent promoters. He describes a convoluted system through which labels contract the independents to push artists and songs to radio stations and networks.
The record labels then are forced to pay the promoter, who then basically is a funnel to the radio station. So money goes from the record label to the independent promoter, and then a different set of money goes from the independent promoter to the radio station. The upshot for musicians and the upshot for music fans is that if musicians aren't coming to the table with hundreds of thousands of dollars of marketing money, their song not only will not be played, but in many cases it's not even eligible for consideration to be played.
Bracey says that since the Telecommunications Act of 1996, it's been harder for artists without major label backing to get played on stations owned by an ever-shrinking pool of giant corporations. Clear Channel owns over 1,200 stations and 130 concert venues across the country. The Federal Communications Commission is considering a ruling that could allow Clear Channel to grow even larger. Michael Bracey believes the company is seeking political cover with its announcement that it's ending ties with independent promoters.
Clear Channel is in the middle of a charm offensive. It's as simple as that. This is a company that has undergone enormous growth over the last 7 or 8 years, and they've become a target. They're a target of consumers. They've been a target of the music community. They're a target on Capitol Hill. They've been a target in the media. And certainly ending their contracts with the independent radio promoters may be a way that they could buy some goodwill.
That goodwill carries a hefty price tag. Clear Channel's John Hogan refused to say how much the company receives from independent promoters, but industry watchers speculate the figure is in the tens of millions of dollars. Eric Bollert is a senior writer at Salon who has covered Clear Channel. He believes that yesterday's announcement may have helped Clear Channel avoid congressional hearings on payola.
My hunch is that there will not be a hearing on Capitol Hill now. And Clear Channel can go about trying to restore its image in Washington, where they have important regulatory business pending.
That includes an FCC ruling in June that could remove all caps on how many radio and television stations one company can own. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.